Oh, they're thorny, but I don't think they got any leaves.
I
They're
see.
just sticker cactus.
You know, is that
And
different
they
than
get
the
the meat of the cactus is in about like a fried egg in size,
I see.
around maybe 3 inches in diameter and maybe a half inch thick.
And how tall does this plant get?
Oh, it don't get tall at all, maybe 3 inches.
But
Just
it,
that's
but
the
then this
height of the
spreads.
leaves, but it spreads out sideways instead of going up in the air.
They ever have you ever have prickly pears around here?
No.
None of those at all. Okay. What about varieties of weeds?
Well, such as thistles. And we got several thistles, Canadian thistles, and just plain old Russian thistles. And so most noxious weeds are weeds.
Okay. And any vines that you can think of that might grow around here?
No.
Now we'll be talking about the landscape. Maybe you could tell me the names of a few local streams.
Like the Platte River, you mean? Platte River and Box Elder Creek, Wagon Hound, Horseshoe, Antelope.
Those are all creeks. Okay. Are there any other terms you might use for small streams besides yet river or creek? Are there any
Well,
other?
it's either a river or a creek.
What would they call a stream that you that this happens when there's a
The flash flood,
yeah that type of
a dry wash.
they call it okay. What they ever use the term gulch or
A
anything like
gully.
that? Yeah, would they call it a gully? Okay. There's a place where there's, I guess, abundant water.
A dam.
Okay. What would you call that? The water behind that.
Reservoir.
And have you ever heard the word park used in reference to land?
Like state parks.
Okay. All right. What about the word basin? Does that mean anything to you?
Well, that's, yeah. That's, you might say a valley between two mountain ranges or hills. It could have a stream in it, or it wouldn't have to have.
Now, what about a sort of a in the mountains there might be a lush area that has grass in it?
Meadow.
Okay, that's what you call a meadow. And what about if there were a lot more water than that, if it were really
Oh,
wet?
swampland.
Would you ever use the term bog or swamp as one you? You use bog.
Bogs are, you might say, there isn't so much grass around the bog part as because it's bottomless. But swampland, you can still walk across it.
Okay.
The bottom drops out.
Okay. What would you call a flat-topped hill?
A flat top hill, tabletop.
Are there any other terms you might use? Have you ever heard of a butte? What's a butte?
Oh, a butte. Well, that's an uprising out in the middle of the flats.
Okay, but that could be okay. What about mesa? Have you ever used the term mesa?
Mesa, yeah, that's hardly ever here, but most of it is in the mountains, and that's you might say a high rise, different elevation up on the mesa is you see you're down here on this level and you raise the elevation maybe 500 feet and you're up on the mesa.
Oh, I see. Okay. What